Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hi everyone, it's Christiana. Welcome to the show. There's about 45 minutes left to the show. I might cut it a little early, maybe down to like 40 minutes or so. We'll see how it goes. So what I usually just do, just describe a few things. My name is Christiana. Welcome to the show. A little bit about myself. I'm mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means that I receive messages from spirit through hearing. It could be outside of myself or like an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past 8 years. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect. And, you know, sometimes there's a chance that things may be a little off, but that's just, you know, I'm just being honest here. I'm also an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. And on today's show, I'm asking that you donate with a PayPal account. I do have them in the description that one question is $5 and two questions is $10, but you don't pay attention to that part. You can donate whatever you're able to. And if you're not able to donate, that's okay. You could still get your free mini reading. But donations do really help me a lot. So a little bit about my business. I have the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. Click on the link in the description box under the video or the slideshow. And I can give you a much longer reading in private than I can on the show. And I have reasonable prices and a sliding scale fee. I ask that you pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so, and I will adjust the price. So feel free to contact me on my page anytime. And on today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Like I already said that. So please limit your questions to one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. I don't really do time frames. And preferably also no financial readings on financial issues. You can ask about career, but I prefer not to do the financial aspect of it. Okay, let's get started, everybody. First area code is the 631 area code.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. What is your question?
Thank you. I was wondering about meeting a significant other. When do you see that?
Okay, she's calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. One second. Just got to shuffle the cards here. Sorry for the delay. Okay. So let's see what we have in the cards for you. So I'm seeing this. Here's what I got. First, I got the Love Yourself First card. It's just, you know, it's pretty straightforward, saying that you got to really learn to love yourself first before you can love somebody else. Your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive, is what the card says. And then it says, then I got the release your ex card. The time has come to clear your energy. So if you feel you've already released your ex, well, then at least try to clear out any negativity or manage that negative energy that you have surrounding the situation. And also, since I got the past life relationship card, it looks like somebody will be coming into your life that is a past life relationship and you have known each other before. And I see like a kind of sandy blonde hair in my mind's eye. That's what I see, is he has sandy blonde hair. And he's tall. But that's pretty much what I got. It's just a quick mini reading. So I hope that was
able to... Do you have any idea when?
No, I don't really do time frames. So, yeah.
Well, I don't want it to be years or months and months. I mean...
It's probably going to be more months than... than years. I don't think it's going to be years.
All right, well, that's good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. Okay, so the next caller is the 856 area code.
Hi, this is Laura. I would like to know if you see me getting a job anytime soon.
A job? Okay.
Yeah. Or a contract.
I'll just focus on the job question, see if you're getting a job. Okay, one second while I shuffle the cards. Okay, so here's what I got. First, I got the King of Winter card. It's just saying that you're knowledgeable, experienced, fair-minded, unemotional. Get advice from someone professional in objective, public speaking, unemotional relationships. So I'm feeling that with this card that it would be best for you to get maybe like go to some kind of an agency or a service that can help you to find employment. You've probably already done something like that, but that's just what the cards are saying. And then I got the Seven of Autumn, and it's telling you to have patience and to not worry about it. Take time to rest and plan your next steps. A prudent investment of time or money. So I feel like you're being wise with your money and you're trying to be frugal. Let's see what the third card says. The third card is the High Priestess. Trusting your intuition, careful reflection before taking action. Insights that come through meditation. So, because I got the Seven of Autumn card, and it's talking about to not worry. I believe that's Spirit's way of saying, well, of course, don't worry, and also that you will be getting a job. Let's see. I don't know if you... maybe work in the medical field or something, or could it be something with data entry?
So
something along those lines.
I applied to a medical device company, and I've applied to a couple of pharmaceutical companies.
Okay, because I was seeing something with surrounding medical. So it does look like you will get one of those jobs. As far as which one, I'm not exactly sure, but I do see a lot of white walls and, like, lab coats, so I don't know. That might just be, I think that's just symbolic for the medical field. But I also got the justice card, and they're just asking you to review details carefully before taking on a job. And it's saying that you'll win in the end and to make fair and objective decisions. So, yes, you will get a job. Don't worry.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Take care. Okay, the next caller, 831 area code.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
my name is Christina.
Christina?
My name is Christina, yes. And I wanted to know what the finances look like for this year for me, for 2021, like how you see that playing out. And anything else that comes in.
I don't technically do financing, like how much money you're going to make or anything.
Nothing like that. But just that if I'll be okay, and if you know that you know, not like a dollar amount or anything, but that I'll be, you know, making the same that I'm making now or a little more.
Okay.
With no number, or is that still? Are you not comfortable? Should I just ask a different question?
No, that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll look into that. So just basically, she wants to know about if she'll be taken care of financially. I'm just talking out loud to spirit, sorry.
No, okay. Not at all. Thank you.
All right, just shuffling the cards real quick here. Okay, so let's see what we got here. The first card I got was the renewal card. Review the past and the present so you can plan a bright new future. Understanding your life purpose, releasing judgments of yourself and others. So I feel like you're kind of hitting the reset button on your financial situation, like you're starting over. And that's what I feel like the renewal card is all about. Then I got the Ace of Summer card. And let's see. Okay, Ace of Summer. So the card depicts a dove flying over a pond with lily flowers and a fairy. But what I feel that the dove symbolizes is peace. So I feel like you're going to be at peace and comfortable with your financial situation. Like you're going to be able to take care of yourself just fine. I am feeling that it's going to be at least the same amount, if not more, possibly a little bit more money than you got before, previously. Then I got the Five of Summer card, and even though things may be a struggle sometimes, just know that there's a reason for everything that happens. remove yourself from the negative emotions of others and focusing on which frightens or worries you, or try not to focus on that which frightens or worries you, and know that you will be taken care of. That spirit will provide for you, or a source, whatever you want to call it. So that's what I got for you.
I wanted to say thank you. When you were reading the cards, you were like spot on, and I really want to say thank you very, very, very much. I totally was like, yep, that's me. Yep, and you know, I am going to do my best to just think positive and get out of my own way, because when I want to know the details, that's when I stall out. So thank you so much for this reading. And so I'm a first-time caller, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. I'll put you on mute if
Happy
you want to listen.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the next call is the 352 area code. Hello, 352. 352 area code. Hello. Okay, I'll put you back on mute for now. I'll come back to you. 44. Or wait. 352. 440 area code.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
What's
your question for me?
All right. I want to visit Phoenix, Arizona. I feel guided to, like I'm being called to relocate there. And I was considering doing this next month, February, middle of February. Is that an excellent time to visit?
Okay, to visit or to actually move?
No, to visit first. You know, to do
okay.
My, to see. You
February,
know,
you said?
Yes.
Okay.
To research and see for myself before I move.
Okay, one second. I'm just looking. Okay, I see you. I see that it's snowing out and it's fluffy snow. And then I see that you're approaching a building and I see you talking to someone behind a desk. And filling out paperwork, getting the keys. So I don't know if you plan on actually getting the apartment or your place. Like getting the place set up and then going back home and then relocating there, because that's kind of what I was seeing. And it looks like it's going to be in a shared building. So you said like an apartment. So, it's either like an apartment or a condo or something. One of the two.
I plan to relocate in September this year, but I want to visit first. But I don't get the snow part. This is Phoenix, Arizona.
I wonder why it's so snow.
I'm living currently here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh. The snow could be symbolic for what? I'm not sure. Definitely, that's something I'd have to contemplate and take a look into at another time. But that's definitely what I saw. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could have some special meaning, but it's not something that I'm quite picking up on specifically. But it does look like that it is a good option for you to go and visit. So that's a good idea. And moving out there looks like a good idea for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't get the story either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about, but I just tell what I see, so yeah. It might mean something to you later on.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Take care.
You too.
Okay, 917. Last four digits are 7834.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, my name's Ashiel, and I'm just trying to see what's coming up. Yeah, I want to see what's coming up for me in terms of my love life or my career. What would be easier for you?
Okay, you got to pick one question, so it's either love or career.
Okay, love.
Okay. One second.
Okay.
Just have to shuffle the cards here. It's so low. Okay. It does look like you're going to be meeting someone that you will have heart-to-heart conversations with. So it's not going to be shallow. It's going to be, like, deeper feelings, honestly discussing your deeper feelings with each other. Just a red flag is that, well, I don't know if it's a red flag, but know that if it feels like you're waiting around for someone to get their stuff together, they're probably not worth it. So don't bother waiting around for someone. Just find someone that's fully available, that can be fully available to you right away. And also, I am getting the let your friends help you card, but it is in reverse. So your friends probably aren't going to offer you the best advice when it comes to your love life. So it's probably not the best idea to go to them for advice. At least that's what the cards are saying.
Could you repeat that again? I shouldn't go to friends, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, that's what the cards are saying.
So okay.
I don't know if you have maybe friends that don't give the best advice on love and relationships. And then there will be attraction and chemistry with this person. I pulled the attraction card. It says you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So just when you meet this person, try to live in the moment and just enjoy it.
Okay.
So that's what I got for you.
There's no time frame, right? You said sometime this year.
Um, So I got the number 12, and I believe that could be like December. So December of this year, by December. It could be earlier, but it's going to be likely in the winter.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The thing about the friends was dead on, too, by the way. I just want to let you know. Absolutely.
Oh, that was right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, and then I got the last four digits, 7618.
Hello.
Hi, have I gotten to your call yet?
Could have. I walked away. This is Terry. How are you?
Okay. I am good. What is your question for me today?
Okay. So I'm empathic myself, and sometimes I just need an extra boost from a Black Talk radio psychic. And this is in regards to career. I'm picking up two employment possibilities. One would be either in marketing, and then the second I'm picking up in the HR direction. And I just wanted to see what the cards state. Or the third one can be in finances, but I'm kind of getting away from the finance sector. Want something a little bit more on the creative side.
Okay. So initially, I'm going to pull some cards still, but initially what I saw was marketing and that you would be really good in that field and doing, like, presentations. So like a and if you don't do presentations for a small group, that could also signify that you'll just be working on creative projects. So that's something that will be presented though to other people and in marketing. So that's what I saw. And as far as what the cards are telling me, it's telling me I have the Strength card, but it's inverted. So that's telling me that you may be feeling maybe not as strong as you could be, maybe a little insecure about things. And then I pulled the Two of Autumn, and that is it also in reverse. And it's just saying that you're not having enough fun, that you need to get out and have more fun.
Okay.
They're saying that you have an exceptional talent for multitasking, that you're probably juggling things right now, but try to find and make time to get out there and have some fun. Or even if you have to stay in, just spend time with a friend or family or something. And then I got the Wheel card, and that is also inverted. So all three cards are inverted. Unless the Wheel card is talking about delays are over, but it's inverted. So that's just telling me that there's going to be a delay. There will be a delay as far as career goes. Like, you're going to be waiting a little bit longer than expected before things pan out the way you want them to. But they will pan out the way you want them to. It's just going to take a little bit longer. And then I got the Magician card. It's just saying that you can do anything you set your mind to. Take charge of your life. You can manifest what you need to be a success. Just keep your mind focus on what you do want and the positives.
Okay. You are right about I should get out and have more fun. It's just that my current job is a little stressful. So, okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to actually, I'm taking the advice. But I will definitely stay on the marketing side. That sounds more exciting. That's fine. So it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, it's going to work out, though.
Okay.
All right, you take care. That's
perfect.
All right, and I think I already took your call, but I'm just going to double check. 917, last 4 digits, 7834. Did I already take your call?
Yes, you did. I was just listening. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so everyone, there is 13 minutes left to the show. I will pull a card from my Energy Oracle deck. So 1 second, I just got to get a card out here. That's 1 second. So since I don't have any other callers, I'm going to pull a card from the deck and just do a general reading for everyone. Okay. One second. So, I am going to pull 3 cards, actually. Okay, so I'm reading these cards intuitively and not using the booklet. So the first card is woman holding a coin. Okay, and she has like a coin and has square cut out in the middle of a coin. And I just feel like this just means that someone is like, it's like they have a hole in their pocket and the money's falling through, the coins are falling through. So maybe you're not able to hold on to money long enough to invest. I see that. And then I got the appreciation card in reverse. So maybe just someone that's struggling and not fully appreciating what they do have. They're kind of focusing on what they don't have. And then I got the door to personal healing and happiness. Looking out through a window. And that's just telling me that not to worry, that things will be peaceful and work out for you. You just have to stay positive and upbeat and know that that as soon as you start healing and taking care of your personal issues, you will have more happiness in your life and be able to reach your goals. So that is what I have for the general reading. And then I have one more caller that I'm going to take, and then I'm going to log off. So 929 area code.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me?
My name is Tivana. And my question is, I'm staying with my sister, and I'm just, she basically feels like I'm doing nothing. And, you know, the pandemic, I have 3 kids, 5, 2, and 6 months. And it's no public transportation where I am. And she feels like I'm doing nothing. She works all night and sleeps all night. I have no way to get over it, and I'm just stuck. I don't know what to do, where to turn. I'm kind of thinking about going to Pennsylvania. And before I came here, I was in the shelter for 2 years in New York. I'm thinking about going back there. Should I? Or how do I do
it? To New York?
Yes, I should. So
you're thinking about relocating to New York?
That's where I'm coming from. I've only been here 6 months.
Okay, where are you planning on relocating?
I'm from New York. I came here from New York. I'm in Pennsylvania. I was thinking about going back to New York to a homeless shelter.
Oh, I see. Oh, to a homeless shelter?
I don't want to, but, you know, the person I'm, well, it's my sister, my half-sister. She feels like I'm not doing anything, but there's no public transportation. She works at night. She sleeps all day. And then she's busy with her own life. She has a 12-year-old. And my kids are little, 5, 2, and 6 months. And I don't know what to do. She wants me to put them in school. I don't want to due to the pandemic.
Okay,
and
so
I'm just lost. I don't know what to do.
Let's just focus on, like, if you should move back to New York. And I'll take a look at the cards and see what the cards have to say. One second. So the first card I got is a very empowering card. It is the Queen of Winter. It says that you're strong, patient, self-sufficient, and funny. It's saying let go of people or things that no longer serve you, like, basically, I think, like, where you're living, where you're at right now is no longer serving you. So it's talking about unmarried or divorced individuals. So that I'm assuming is you. And then I got the Five of Spring card. So it's just talking about some confusion that you're having. Dealing with people that, like, are overly ambitious, and it's just making you feel insecure about yourself. But don't compare yourself to others, or at least try not to. And then, this is tough because, you know, I've been in a shelter myself before, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, and if that's what you really feel that you need to do, then I would suggest that you do it, and they can definitely help plug you in the resources to help you get housing into housing. And you'll probably be a priority considering that you have a little kid. So, because I got the Three of Summer card, and they're talking about news worth celebrating. So, I believe that is a card pertaining to housing. So, I think it's going to be a wait for you. Maybe several months, maybe a few months. Somewhere in that ballpark. But I think it's going to work out for you. It's going to be tough, but for a while, but I think it's going to definitely work out in your favor. So if you feel that you definitely, that you should move, then
I don't want to. I've been doing this for 2 years, and I feel like no progress is done. I was working apartment and nothing came through. I don't want to. I also don't want to be somewhere where I'm not welcome or wanted. Because there's no public transportation, so I truly feel like I need to get my license before I go forward on a job. And a home, and the person I'm staying with doesn't agree with that. Because there's no public transportation. She would have to take me to work, my kids to school, pick them up from school, pick me up from work, then she has to work all night and sleep all day. Like, it just, I don't see the sense.
Well, that's all I can really tell you in this short period of time. There isn't that much time left to the show, but I mean, I'm on. I should be on air again in at least maybe 2 or 3 days. So if you want to call back in, I could definitely give you another free mini reading. But in the meantime,
do today and pay.
No, it's just the show today.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you and take care. Okay, everyone. There's 3 minutes left. I am just going to end the show now. So thank you, everybody, for... Sorry, I got distracted. I was reading chat. So I'm going to end the episode and thank you for everyone for calling today. Take care, everyone.